We're discussing the Rush's imperative, Zichron Tzion Yerushalayim, B'Shivron Lev, V'Da'agu V'Anachu V'Dima. A person always has to have in mind Tzion Yerushalayim, to remember them with a broken heart, with concern, sighing, and tears. We discussed the cognitive dissonance faced by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi when he spent much of his life longing for and writing about Eretz Yisrael, and then he still lived in Spain. Libi b'mizrach, v'ani b'sof ma'arav. What am I doing here in Spain? So we decided finally to make the trip to Eretz Yisrael with an uncertain denouement. So the question is, we all have experienced this kind of cognitive dissonance. We have, or we should have, experienced this. We talk about Eretz Yisrael, we long for Eretz Yisrael, we daven for Eretz Yisrael. So what are we all doing here in Chutz Lartz? So this question was discussed throughout the generations by various chachamim. There are several different approaches given. We'll discuss tonight, maybe next week a little bit, some of the different approaches taken for why it is that we all certainly could go to Eretz Yisrael. Why don't we? Why do we stay here in Chutz Lartz? So much of the discussion actually takes place not in the context of the basic obligation to go to Eretz Yisrael, but in terms of the halacha in Eben Ezer, in family law, that either spouse can compel the other spouse, if he or she wants, to go to Eretz Yisrael or demand divorce. Forfeit ksuva, demand divorce. Again, it's a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, so either spouse that wants to move to Eretz Yisrael has the right to demand that, and the other spouse has to either listen or be sanctioned or penalized or end the marriage. So Tosus says that does not apply today, and he gives two reasons why. The reason we'll focus on tonight is the reason of danger. Tosus says the trip is dangerous, and therefore this halacha that spouses have the right to demand of each other that he or she make the trip does not apply because the trip is dangerous. This was amplified by other poskim, most notably the Rashbash, Rabbi Shlomo ben Shimon Duran, the son of the Tashbats, writing in the 15th century. He said that the trip is dangerous. He gives exact geographical points where the trip is, from where the trip is more dangerous, less dangerous. He says sea voyages during the winter are certainly dangerous. During the spring and summer are less dangerous. The storms weren't as problematic. But there are still pirates, he says, and overland trips also. There are highwaymen, other perils, he says. So basically, he says, the halacha that a man can force his wife, or vice versa, to go to Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply insofar as the trip is dangerous. And the dangers he was speaking of, he's not talking about, you worry about Iran or about terrorism. He was worried about the actual trip, the perils of traveling in the ancient world, where the trip itself usually was pretty dangerous. His basic position is uncontroversial. It's pretty much endorsed by all the poskim that insofar as the trip itself actually is dangerous, then that certainly is a reason why you wouldn't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. That this is not really, though, a good enough reason to justify our conduct today, because the trip is not particularly dangerous. We certainly take such trips all the time for leisure. We visit Eretz Yisrael without a second thought about the danger of the trip, certainly. So certainly today, I think it's pretty clear the trip itself is not dangerous, and that would not be a much of a dispensation for why we don't go to Eretz Yisrael, why we don't move there and settle there. It's actually interesting. What's a little bit less clear, even though all the poskim agree that insofar as the trip is dangerous, you're not mechuyav to go, and spouses can't force each other to go, what's less clear is if people have the right to go in spite of the danger. Normally we say a person's sick and has to eat on Yom Kippur, or he has to mechal Shabbos, you don't have an option, you have to do it. It's not being frum to risk your life. Here, possibly because the danger is low, possibly because the mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael is so important, or some combination thereof, here, poskim are actually uncertain about whether a person is allowed, if he wants to, is allowed to risk his life to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Rashbash seems to be unsure about it. He seems to contradict himself in some of his tshuvas. If a person wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, could he? Other poskim also say that we find, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi and others, people did risk their lives, we know historically. On the one hand, most Jews never made the trip. Most Jews remained in Chutz Lartz. On the other hand, we do find that there were some Jews who did, who were literally Moser Nefesh to make the trip in spite of all the risk involved. So there actually is some debate over whether it's even permitted to risk your life. There's a very charming tshuva I like to talk about always of the Mil Tzedakah, who talks about a case of parents, idealistic parents who wanted to go. They wanted to bring, I may have said this before once in this forum, but they wanted to bring their kids also. The local based in the local community objected. They said, you want to do, it's your life, you do what you want with your own life, but you can't risk your kids. You can't take your kids on a dangerous voyage. Mil Tzedakah said, nope, the parents can do it. He says, what are you worried about? He says, what's the danger here? He says, you worried about shipwreck or piracy? kids and parents are in the same danger. So if the parents are allowed to risk their lives, the risk is minimal. They're allowed to risk their lives. They can risk their kids' lives too. You worried about just the rigors of the trip, the stress of an ocean voyage, he says. Kids are more resilient. Kids bounce around and climb and run all day. They do that, he says. But kids are much safer. Kids can handle that much easier than adults. So if you adults are doing it, there's no reason you can't take your kids. Shalom uvracha, he says. You know, good luck. It's a mitzvah. The one thing he says, and we'll return to this next week, Bli Neder, is that parnassah is an issue. That if you're going to be living a life of poverty and deprivation, you want to take that. You want to make that decision on your own. That's fine. But to subject your kids to that, that is an issue. And again, we'll return to this Bli Neder next week.